Saya tertarik dengan perhatian Pak Kris tentang madrasah tadi di yang berkunjung ke Pakistan dan beberapa negara ya seperti Uzbekistan. Dan ketika melihat peran madrasah dan pesantren di Indonesia, apa yang ada di pandangan Pak Kris ya? Kalau saya lihat beberapa madrasah di Pakistan terutama dominan itu terpapar oleh ideologi-ideologi ekstremisme kekerasan berbasiskan agama. Nah, apakah di Indonesia juga berpotensi ke arah sana? Pak Kris, mungkin nggak semuanya, tapi beberapa.
Well, a great question, Pak Nafik. Thank you. I think about, after all these experiences, I think about the human condition first. And I have come to, this is my definitions, but I have come to see a difference between faith and religion. And what I, religion is not a bad word, but I'm using it in this context to illustrate two points of view. When a faith becomes a religion, the religion has all the answers. It's not humble. It uses religion to validate power, to validate violence, to validate the killing of innocent people. We have seen all major religions do this across time and space in history, because that's what humans do. A faith holds God in awe. We cannot help but be humble because there's so much mystery about God and why he created us and why he created the world. We cannot know the mind of God. So we better be humble about how we engage his creation, whether it's each other or the world itself. I think of theological education, whether it's a madrasa or a seminary, a Muslim school or a Christian school, as the most important thing on the planet. Because Muslims and Christians will be 70% of the world's population by the year 2100. If we can't get along, then the rest of the world is in trouble. But within Christian and Muslim schools, you still see this same sort of spectrum. You see the beauty and awe and the mystery of faith and the mercy that God asks us to practice because he has given mercy to us. But at the same time, you see a lack of humility where religion has all the answers and they say this, this, and this about the other. Maybe it's true, but how you say it is important. And when you have all the answers, you are more likely to be extremist. And when you are extremist in your views and you have all the answers, you are more likely to stereotype. And when you stereotype, you're more likely to dehumanize. And when you dehumanize, you're more likely to kill in the name of religion. And there are too many that kill in the name of religion, just as there are too many who die for their faith because they refuse to give up loving their neighbor. And that's why I say sometimes that only the best of faith defeats the worst of religion. Where do we learn this? We have to learn this in a school that integrates theology and education, to see education as a gift from God. And how the education is done is so, so important. How the teachers are taught is so, so important. And my once particular comment that I would make that relates back to the education question is, when we focus on rote memory, on memorization of facts, it can be good as a basis. But if the basis of memory does not result in empathetic critical thinking, as the rector of Yogyakarta State Islamic University said to me, then it has failed. And that goes not just for Indonesia, that goes for all of humanity. There has to be a certain amount of memorization that is the foundation for empathetic critical thinking, critical thinking and reasoning that honors our faith against the worst of religions.